Ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet. The night you've all been waiting for. Sports Nuts and Beer Guts, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sports Nuts and Beer Guts, the OG original group, Matthew Hickman and Chris Collette and myself, Logan Bryant. We're back with you. Another edition. Chris, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight's a fun, random night. Had a brainstorm the other day, and I was like, you know what? I need a reason to talk to these guys a little more often. And I thought of the perfect trivia for Logan and Matt. Obviously, Matt is the heavy favorite to win this one. heavy favorite. So I gave Logan... he has a slight advantage. Ooh. So we're doing a list, seeing how many people we can get on the list. Logan Bryant, can you guess how many Kentucky basketball players have won a national championship?
Ooh, individual players that have won a national championship?
Individual players.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a great question. I'm curious if Hickman can guess the number.
So, 8 titles...
Thanks for reminding us.
At least 2 of those would have players that would have been on both.
I think there's 3, but yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go with 8. Let me go with 98, Bob.
Hickman, don't even waste your time guessing. That is... on the money. Feels like 98.
No. No.
98.
Yes. That's amazing.
So, in honor of that number being 98.
Heavy favorite. Are you kidding me?
Tonight's list of players is Logan naming the 98 Kentucky basketball players that have won a national title, and Hickman naming the 82 players on the 98 Vols.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
I have 0 clue who is going to win this, wow. But this is extremely random. There are 82 players that were on the 98 Vols. And Logan has 98 players to choose from. There were,
wow, this is
back,
fun.
Back in, I think it was the 40s. Did Kentucky win a national title in the 40s, Logan? Yep. Possibly. Yep. There were a couple players on that team that did not have a number associated to them. So I took them off the list. So in case you're wondering, they're not. I assume there's somebody, some donor's son that just got thrown on there. That was my assumption. So
they weren't.
Believe it or not, I'm probably not going to pull many names from the 40s teams.
I'm shocked by that. So I think the way we're going to go about this is we're going to do maybe 5 players at a time to start.
Okay.
And then 4 players at a time, and then 3 players at a time, then 2 players at a time. And then from there, we're going to go one at a time back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Logan, since you got that right on the money.
That was amazing.
I think you're going first. I'll give some hints as we go along just to kind of keep the game going a little longer. So, Logan, your hints will be which team they would have been on as far as that goes, and kind of were they an actual starter? Did they actually get playing time? That's the only players I know for Kentucky. So that'll be yours. And then Hickman, if you have an obvious one out there that you haven't said, I may say a jersey number.
Okay.
To kind of help you out potentially. So,
okay. This is fun. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I have jersey numbers on here, but I'll figure something out to help you out. Okay.
I'm not sure how much a jersey number would help me. Brody, he would know it like that, but
yeah. Oh, I don't have any jersey numbers for you. So, Logan, you're on the clock.
All right. Well,
5 names.
Let's just let the record state that I'm fairly confident Hickman would beat me in any trivia, including like trivia about my house, my dad, my dog, but let's see what happens. I do have 98 names to choose from. So
it's 98 versus 82.
Let's go with Anthony Davis.
He's actually the first person on this list.
Yeah. So. Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
Never heard of him. Hornets legend.
Yep.
Yep.
Second pick of the draft.
Are you by chance down in your basement recording this where you have a poster of that team?
So I wish I did, but I've got the projector down so that it's covered. I almost got up to move it, but I thought it'd be too obvious.
I recognize the couch.
Let's go with Deron Lamb. And then we're going to go with some easy ones. Derek Anderson.
Hold up, timeout. He's way down the list somewhere. Okay, found him there.
Can't be that far down.
Well, these three teams down.
Let's go with...
One more.
Oh, well, then let's just round it off with my boy, Mark Mr. Pope is Dope.
Mark Pope, there you go.
We have any opinions on Mark Pope is Dope?
He's dope. Might as well buy into it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I like that approach. Yeah. He's a Kentucky alum, right? You got to start off positive, right?
I mean, he was the MVP of a national title, or he was the captain of a national title team.
Let's say.
But my general thought still exists that if he didn't go to your school, would you have still hired him? The answer for Kentucky is no.
Right. I do have a question about him. Has he ever won Coach of the Year in his conference ever?
I doubt it. Well, because he was at BYU, who I'm not sure was even in a conference there for a while.
Right.
Well, they've always been for basketball, I think.
No, have they?
I think so.
Oh, they were like in Mountain West or something?
I think they were Mountain West, and then now they're Big 12 or something. I may be wrong. Who knows?
Jimmer Fredette had to win Player of the Year in some conference, right?
I know football, they were independent for a while. Definitely right on that one. I thought basketball, they may have pulled a Notre Dame as like, hey, we actually need a conference here. Hickman. So I don't have the jersey numbers. I can look them up if I see an obvious, but I do have them in order based on their jersey numbers. So I can tell you a number between this player and this player. Okay. So I think it'll be good for this first five.
Yeah. Let's get five easy ones out of the way.
Okay.
T Martin, Travis Henry.
I know you have to go slow right now. I gotta find these guys on the list. Like,
all right. Starting quarterback of the 98 Tennessee Volunteers from Mobile, Alabama, T. Martin.
Love it.
Yep. Okay. Next.
Father of nine.
Father of nine or ten. Batting 1,000, stupendous Travis Henry.
When are those kids going to be a running back at Tennessee? I mean, Heupel system. Did you see the Jalen Wright, his draft scouting profile?
No, I did not.
He ran his average fast, right? The average box that he ran into was like 5.2.
Oh god. Wait, 5.2 yards downfield before
5.2 defenders in the box when he was running the ball.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Gotcha.
Yes. In the box. Okay.
In the box. Okay.
Not on the line of scrimmage, in the box.
No. Got it. Yeah. 5.2.
That helps you. Let's stick to the backfield with Travis Stevens.
Underrated
was a stud a couple years later.
Yep.
Stick
in the backfield.
I'm gonna finish out the running backs. Jamal Lewis was on that team. He was hurt mid-year, but Jamal Lewis was on the 98 balls. The best of them out of that group. And the fourth.
He was number 31.
Number 31. And the fourth NFL running back out of the group who caught a touchdown in the national championship and as a pro ran down Deion Sanders from behind Sean Bryson.
We're going to talk about, wasn't he the fullback that had the fullback dive against Florida? Was that him?
He was a fullback with like 4.44 speed. Yep. But he played running back in the NFL.
Okay.
But yeah.
So we get 5 and 5 pretty easy there. So now we're gonna I think we can stick with 5 one more time. I feel confident that both of you have 5 names right off the bat.
My turn?
Yep.
We're gonna go with the real T Jones, Terrence Jones.
Yep.
He was a rapper for a while and he was known as the real T Jones.
Was he a better rapper than he was a Houston Rocket?
No, he was a terrible rapper. It was really bad. Let's go with Marcus Teague. Underrated. Sorry, I'm watching the end of the first quarter of this Dallas game and they're just jacking up shots. Kentucky favorite, Darius Miller on that 2011-2012 team. Let's go with, oh, my boy, Jeffrey Shepard.
There you go.
Back in the 90s. And then my game from the 2012 team, let's go with, he may be Mormon. I don't remember. Kyle Wilcher. Actually, he's not Mormon. Sorry. He went to,
he's a Gonzaga legend.
Yes. He went to Gonzaga, not BYU.
Disrespect right there. Perfect.
Kenny would be so pissed.
That's your five right there. So, Hickman, you're back on the clock.
All right. Let's stay with the offense.
Okay.
So let's get the receivers. Peerless Price.
You're going to hold on. He was like 37 or something.
37. So give me a number for the ones I remember.
Sure.
He's 37. All right, number six, Jermaine Copeland.
Yep.
Number 14, Cedric Wilson. Had a decent NFL career.
I would agree with that. His son's doing pretty decent, kind of.
His son still played? I didn't know that.
He played for the Cowboys. He played for the Dolphins.
Yep. That's his son, the same Cedric Wilson?
Oh. He's Cedric Wilson Jr., so I assume it's his son.
Dead giveaway. Let's go to that big tight end, number 96, John Finlayson. Remember that guy?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
That's four. One more.
And let's go with the guard, Cozy Coleman.
Cozy Coleman. Perfect. Y'all still feeling confident right now? We can go 5-5 again.
I'm trying to think of people on that 2012 team, so I may be going back to the 90s already.
2012. There might be three people on that team you would actually, I would expect you to possibly get.
Trying to think. Well, let me run to the 90s real quick.
You can get five of them real fast.
Yeah, so we'll go back to let's try to do 98 first.
Okay.
Oh, my boy Jamal McGlure.
Yeah.
I think he was 52. Actually,
NBA All-Star Jamal McGlure, right?
We were hoping we were going to hire him as our GM at Kentucky, but yeah, he's
okay.
I think he's coaching a G League team now. One of Pope's buddies, Scott Pageant, back when we had white guys that played. My boy, 5'3" against North Carolina, Tayshaun, lefty. And let's go with everybody's favorite, Sawyer Smith.
I didn't know Tayshaun was on the title team. He's on that 98 team.
I think so.
I'm going to have to look that up because I don't have him on the list.
Uh-oh.
He was a stud. He was a lockdown defender.
Let's see. Because he was there, 3 years? I assumed he was because I knew he played with Tubby, but...
Yeah, that's a... Oh, that's a possibility. Let me see if I can get his college stats. This might be the first X we got. he was on the 98-99 team. He played four.
Oh, so close. Okay.
He played 4 years at Kentucky.
Did he play four?
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, Logan gets his first strike on that one.
Boo.
Who did you say after Tayshaun? Saul Smith?
Yeah.
Tennessee Tech assistant basketball coach, former Tennessee Tech assistant basketball coach. You got one more.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Let's go with Walter McCarty.
Perfect. Green. Okay. Hickman, you're back on the clock.
Okay. Any four?
Five.
But oh, we're still doing five. Okay.
Yeah. I think y'all are good for five.
So let's go with Spencer Riley.
Yep. Gonna have to search the last name the on that
center.
One.
I think he's 60. So he's an offensive lineman.
The center.
He was the center. Well, so he was from a high school near where I grew up. So
okay.
He went to Jefferson County. Y'all know.
They have a Pals, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Y'all two care the least about Pals in the. shout out to Pals for McLaurin Cole specifically. Let's go, Chad Clifton, the tackle.
He is a West Tennessee legend.
That was quite an offensive line. All those guys I mentioned had NFL.
I think he's Riley did, yeah. I think he's from Martin, Tennessee, potentially. And as you enter Martin, there's a sign that says home of Chad Clifton. So they're very proud of him.
Well, he was Brett Favre's left tackle for, you know, 8 years or so. I'm going to have to think on it for the offensive, for the rest of the offensive line. So let's get some more easy ones out of the way. Let's go to the defense. Middle linebacker, number 27, Al Wilson.
Speaking of Al Wilson, if you had to pick three players to go on the back of the scoreboard for Tennessee, what three players would you pick?
Like all time?
Yeah, all time.
I mean, probably Eric Berry's my favorite. So Eric Berry, Peyton Manning, and I mean, Al Wilson's a good one. He'd probably be my – or Reggie White, one of those two. Nobody recently. But
okay,
those would be my three.
Tyler Bray's not making it.
I love Tyler Bray. So,
is it three? Talented. You have two offensive linemen and Al Wilson.
Yeah, I need two more.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's go with the other linebackers: Raynock Thompson.
Yep.
And Eric Westmoreland. I think he was 20 something, and.
Am I the only one that feels like Hickman's just reading out of his high school yearbook at this point? These people aren't real.
We're going to cut this one down to four at a time going forward.
Okay. It's getting deep, yeah.
I feel like Logan has an easy four he could get really
That's,
fast.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm already back in the 96 team. That's making me worried. I've been sitting here trying to think of the 70s Dan Issel guys.
Yeah, let me see. There's one, two, three.
You haven't named the person that McClure Boyd shaped his whole basketball game around.
Five. Yeah, there's five that I could see you get in the 90s really fast, but we'll stick to four.
All right. Let's go with loopity squoopity Wayne Turner.
That's one of the ones I was thinking.
Grabbing the Coke can out of his car, long arm himself, Tony Delk.
Tony Delk, Phoenix Suns legend.
Walter McCarty.
You already said him.
Oh.
Number zero.
Let's go with his counterpart, Mr. Antoine Walker.
That's the one. McClure's hero.
Yeah. Oh, the shimmy. I forgot about the shimmy. Yeah. The large and in charge shimmy. And then let's go with who else was on that team that somebody would know? Cameron Mills. He's on the radio.
Yes. He was actually on the 98 team as well. I don't know if he's on 96 too, but he was.
Oh,
98 yep. team.
You're right. He didn't. He was on the 960. I don't think he played.
Okay.
I keep looking over this direction. There's a baseball hat and a basketball. I've got signatures on, and I'm trying to read them from 20 feet away, and it's not working out real well.
Love it.
I got them when I was a kid. So like they're starting to fade, and I'm like, ah.
Well, he's got some binoculars there.
My Rex back on.
Hickey, you're up again. Four names.
Right. So let's go. Darwin Walker, Defensive tackle.
Don't remember him.
He was good. I think he got drafted.
I'll trust you.
I mean, did you find him? Number 50, maybe?
He's number 56 on my list, so that's very possible.
Okay.
So there's like a couple people where like number one or number two, so yeah.
Let's see, Billy Ratliff.
Vaguely remember that name. Keyword vaguely.
He's the guy that recovered the fumble against Arkansas.
Okay.
Two. Okay. I can't. There's Will Overstreet.
White guy.
98, I think, is his number. 97. No, 97, something like that. And then let's.
Was he on the team?
Oh, was he not?
No, definitely not. I
have to look him up.
Uh-oh, I might have missed one. He might. Oh, you know what? He came along later because he was the defensive end with Haynesworth and Henderson, wasn't he?
I have 2001 for sure. He was on the roster. He was a senior in 2001, though.
Yeah, okay. So he should have been on the team, right?
Hold up. Let's see. Let's see if we can get some stats here that confirm he was on it. It's always possible I missed one. Stats. Career. Ooh, 99 was when his first year there.
He did not play in 98. Wow. Okay.
No. Yes.
So that was for 99. That was a miss.
You just got one miss. I'm shocked by this, but
I was trying to pull too deep. All right, let's. So I need two more.
Yeah.
All right, let's just go Dwayne Goodrich.
I loved him. Corner. Didn't he get in some trouble at one point?
Yeah, it turns out he was a real, like, not a good guy.
Okay.
I think he might. Yeah. And then let's also go with Steve Johnson.
Steve Johnson. Need help with a number on that one.
34.
Okay. He's number 32 on my list, so that's very possible.
Close enough, yeah.
I think we're going to go to twosies now.
Okay.
Because I think Logan needs some help on this one.
I've actually got some in my head. I'm reciting them, so I don't forget.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. Let's. How many do you have in your head right now? So I can.
Epps.
Epps.
Omar. Anthony Epps.
Anthony Epps, yep, that's one.
Jared Prickett.
Jared. Oh, Prickett, that guy.
Yeah, or Prickett or something.
Big white guy, right?
Yep, big white
dude. On the 98 team.
Hashimu Evans, because Hashimu means warrior.
I liked him.
Every game. Hashimu means warrior. And Michael Bradley.
That's four. Perfect. You're still missing one.
Big one.
Yeah, big one that you'll be kicking yourself if you don't get it. The only hint I'll give you is I think he was on the 96 and 98 team.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyways, that's four. So Hickman, we'll go back to you for four. More balls.
So let's go safety, Deion Grant.
Ooh, loved him.
He was a stud. A
ball hawk.
Let's go another safety, Fred White.
He's the first person on the list.
Number two, I think, wasn't he?
Yes, he was number two.
You let a guy win a title named Fred.
He was good, man. Yeah, he was a. Yeah. Let's go. Backup quarterback Joey Matthews.
Wasn't he like a sheriff or highway patrol guy?
Yeah, he was from Sevier County.
Gotcha.
He threw for a ton of yards against my high school in the playoffs in 1996 or something.
Your team like losing the playoffs in like the first or second round, because that's what TB always did.
That is, I think that was like the third round, maybe.
Okay, a little better than normal.
And I need one more for this one.
You need one more.
Let's go with Mercedes Hamilton.
You're just making up random cars right now.
He was a guard, I think.
Mercedes.
He's number 75, something like that.
Yeah, sure. He's at the bottom of my list, so.
But he's on it.
He's on it.
Okay.
Logan, how many are you feeling confident about right now?
Oh, I like the two idea.
Okay, let's do the two.
Trying to go back to some of the walk-ons. Jared Polson.
That's one from the 2012 team I thought you would get. So
yeah, because he's a local Lexington dude. Did I say Ron Mercer?
You did not.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Ron Mercer. Isn't he the guy that was going to go to Vanderbilt, but for some reason couldn't get in?
That doesn't sound like Ron Mercer at all.
Hickman, too.
Let's go Teddy Gaines. In the backup corner, I think.
Yeah. I say, yep. Timeout. Timeout.
Nope.
Timeout.
He was a freshman that year.
He was a water boy. Doesn't count.
See if we can get some stats. This is going to be an upset. If
I'm struggling. I'm struggling here. Yeah.
They don't like defensive stats. Let's see if we can go to the Tennessee homepage and see this.
He was with Thomas Bennett, and he was a freshman in 98. So, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm seeing if I can get some stats on him. The first year I have stats. You get it. I'll give it to you. He played one game in 98.
Okay. Oh, my God. Of course Hickman knows that guy.
Well, he went to my high school, so that's, you know, yeah, that's the only reason. All right, and there's one big name that I had forgotten.
There's a couple, but okay.
Sean Ellis.
Ooh, love that guy.
That was a Jet, big one.
Jet legend.
Yeah. First round draft pick, yeah.
There he is. Perfect. Okay. Logan, you got two more on the
teed up. Now I'm just going to have to start pulling out big names from the past.
Okay. I'll scroll down.
Goose Givens.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Well, he does the he's on the radio for Kentucky basketball now.
Is his first name Jack by chance?
Yep. Jack Goose Givens.
Okay.
And then the greatest shooter of all time, Kyle Macy.
Former Morehead State head coach.
I used to go to his camp.
Hickman, back on the clock.
Man,
can I help you here? I'll give you a hint.
All right.
You haven't guessed the kicker and the punter.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of the kicker and the punter.
I just tried to help you out.
Jeff Hall.
Correct.
David Leverton.
Correct.
David Leverton.
Yeah, he tackled Peter Warwick.
P-Dub.
Yeah.
Was P-Dub leaving the JCPenney's when he tackled him? Didn't he get suspended for the national title game, or am I crazy?
No, he just got shut down.
Oh.
Goodrich, remember Goodrich had the pick six covering Warwick?
That is right. Chris Winkie, he missed the game. Is that right?
That was the problem. Yeah, Chris Winkie missed the game, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Logan, are we back to Logan or are we on Hickman? We're on Logan.
Back to Logan, yeah.
There's still some low hanging fruit I think you'll get.
All right. These are old guys that I think won a title back in the day, but I'm not confident.
Boy. I'm searching.
Frank Ramsey.
Yes, he is on it, and he is a couple teams down. So let me see. That's the. Kyle Macy would have been 70s, probably. 80s.
80s, I would think.
Okay. Frank Ramsey is two teams below that, so. wow, he was on it with that guy. So Frank Ramsey would be about 90 years old right now. I don't know how old that puts him in college, but.
His name still gets mentioned, so I'm assuming he's still alive.
Okay.
Maybe not. And then Cliff Hagan.
He is right there. They're right next to each other on the list.
I thought they played together.
Yes. Hickman. Let me scroll through the list. See any other things you're missing.
Well, let me throw out while I'm on it. There's one. I think Keon Whiteside was on that team. He was a linebacker. He'd been like a freshman.
Yeah, I have to look at his stats, see if he has any stats on his card. You You're making me search hard for this one.
Career. Sorry, I'm digging, man. This is
99 was his first year.
Oh man.
99.
Okay.
That's two strikes. I don't know how many strikes we're going with. I mean, typically three, but I kind of want this to keep going a little longer. So
yeah, I might go five.
A
big fat L here.
I think I might go five strikes on this one.
Five strikes. Okay.
I don't know if I have five names.
This is kudos to you, Chris, for picking quite a trivia combination here.
Who was your first strike? Do you remember?
My first strike?
Yeah.
I said Will Overstreet, who didn't play. He was a freshman that didn't log any minutes.
Let me make sure that's still accurate.
This guy graduated.
Oh, you actually get credit for Will Overstreet.
Nope. No take backs.
You do.
He played?
He played. He had zero stats, but he did play in five games.
Okay. All right. Thought he was on the team. Okay.
So he had seven tackles in five games.
There we go.
So you're back from the dead.
Back
from some of that Homer math over there.
Yeah, I know.
You already said Fred Weary, right? Or wrong?
I've not said Fred Weary.
You just did. Congratulations.
You got to give Logan a layup too. Fred Weary, he played NFL for a long time.
That's why I thought you had already said him. So that was my bad.
That's okay. I said Cozy Coleman, the other guard.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else. There's not a lot of low hanging fruit.
No. I'm missing one starter who would have been.
There's a linebacker and a defensive back. I think a linebacker. Let me see if he was a linebacker.
So that's the thing. I've got the defensive line with the exception of one, and that's the only starter I think I'm missing. Other than that, I'm thinking of guys like that I know played later.
One defensive lineman that would have been a starter.
Yeah, that I think I'm missing.
I think I got a hint for you potentially.
Okay.
I got to make sure he's a defensive lineman. He is not a defensive lineman. Okay.
What about? Oh God, what was that dude's name?
Maybe it's this guy that you're thinking of.
Keon Whiteside wasn't there yet. All right. This is a poll. Omari Hand.
Okay, I don't have him on here officially, but that doesn't mean he wasn't on there.
I think it does.
Let's see what kind of stats I got for him. 99 is his first year.
Okay, shoot.
He shut 1999.
Yeah, that 1999.
There's some wide receivers I thought you might get also.
So, I mean, these were guys who would not have played because they weren't slinging it around a ton. And the first three were good, were Price, Wilson, and Jermaine Copeland.
Yeah.
Andy McCullough was gone.
Think of Dante like future Stallworth years.
Was, nope. Dante Stallworth was coming, came in the next year, I think. Leonard Scott.
I don't think so. I think he was running track.
Eric Parker?
Yes, he is the one I was thinking of.
He played in the NFL for a long time.
That Candace's brother?
Yep. do I need one more?
Let's bounce to Logan. I think you've had your fair share of strikes so far.
You got to give Logan a hint, too, if I got some. So.
I got three old names in my head.
Man.
Oh, Leonard Scott played one game.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Let's go.
One game played.
We're taking strikes back.
Time out. He had an assist on a tackle. That was his only stat. No return yards, which is surprising. Oh, my gosh.
Leonard Scott.
Wow. I think the 82 people are the ones that lettered, that year, potentially.
Okay. Okay.
So you're deep diving yourself into some.
I am
some
deep wins. Diving here.
There are not many more easy wins on this right. one. So I feel like this is the goal though. It's just don't picky. So
this is good.
Yeah. Right,
we are have been successful.
Logan's got five old names left. So
I got Logan. Three.
Okay, let's name these three real fast.
Groza, Lou Groza, NBA, ABA, NBA
Alex,
legend.
Alex Groza.
Alex Groza, sorry.
Okay.
Ralph Beard.
Any relation to the Ole Miss coach?
Oh, I never thought about that. I'm assuming no.
Wonder why Kentucky wouldn't hire him.
He was on the short list, and evidently the higher-ups said he wasn't even allowed to interview. Same with Bruce Pearl.
Well, Bruce that's Pearl fair. Tweets too much political shit, so that's probably that one.
Yeah, that's what I would assume so. And then this guy, I don't ever remember his name being talked about with titles, but he was really good and played back in the day. So let's go with Louis Dampier.
Eric's dad?
Yep.
Eric's dad, yeah.
I don't have him on the list.
Yeah, he may have been in those in-between years. I don't know when he played. I just know he was old.
He is not on that list.
Mm.
So I'm going to go back to Hickey. There's like one other guy that I've even heard of. He was a wide receiver / tight end potentially.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that guy. He played tight end for the Bills later.
I think he made the NFL. That sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this guy's name.
I want to say he played for the Packers.
If you play for the Bills, I'll give you the name.
No, Jason Kroom's the guy I'm thinking of playing for the Bills. There's another guy. He was big, obviously, because he played tight end. He caught a touchdown against South Carolina.
He did play for the Bills.
He did play for the Bills.
Yes. Let me see his stats, the Bills. This could be it. Oh, wow. He played for Green Bay also?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a 10-year career.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like this low-hanging fruit. These guys that had a 10-year NFL career.
Logan, 10-year career. How many yards do you think he had in 10 years?
David Martin. That's the guy.
That is the guy. how many yards?
Oh, I'm going to say a lot, like 137.
He actually had 1,500.
Whoa!
In 10 years.
15 touchdowns. He had three in 2005.
Fantasy stud on the Buckeye Bengals that year.
Yes. Wow. That's let me scroll through these names. See who else you're missing.
Okay, well, hang on. I was going to I got a couple in my mind.
Okay. Let's hear him.
Let's toss out backup kicker Alex Walls.
I'm guessing he didn't letter because he never made it on the field because Jeff Hall was a stud, but let's see if he was on the team.
See if he attempted a kick as a backup. I got two kicker names that I think played the next year.
I do know there was another punter on the team, so I do know that's an accurate.
Is it Larry Binion?
I'll have to look in a second. Career.
I don't know who Kentucky's punter is this year.
Alex Walls, no. You said okay. You said
Larry,
how do you spell his name?
Binion, I think.
B-I-N?
B-I-N-I-O-N.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's at least 10 strikes.
Yeah, I've had a lot of strikes.
Yeah, I think you're struck out at this. So, okay, there's one name I thought you would get. Oh, there's two names.
Okay.
I'll see if I can give you a hint. This guy was a defensive back, and I think he played in the NFL.
So there's one guy I'm thinking of.
He has the same last name as a safety, NFL safety, that was really good.
Oh, Anton Lott.
Andre Lott,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
There was a linebacker. I think this guy was a linebacker. Kind of think after Al Wilson left, he got some playing time.
Oh, hey, there's a dude number 41.
Number
Chris Ramseur.
Oh, that's a guy on the team, yes.
Yeah, okay.
okay. This guy's a fullback. White guy from Nashville.
Will Bartholomew.
There you go.
Hickman, when you're throwing out these like guys that are on the bench that didn't play and you know their number, is that just from like looking at like the roster in the program or like do you visually see them on the sideline? 41.
So this is worth thinking. This is like worth looking up. Number 41, I remember Tennessee playing Vanderbilt the last game of the season. They beat them like shut him out. And Chris Ramsey scoops up a fumble and scores on it.
Oh my gosh.
I have in my mind he's number 41, but also the game might have been 41-0.
So, I asked because I remember in the past you said like the Super Bowl trivia was on the back of all those library books you used to give when you were kids.
Yep.
But like you actually remember these obscure plays from some random dude.
That's weird. I remember I don't know why, but that's I'll need to look that up. Was he number 41? Was Chris Ramsey 41 or you know?
I can look that up.
And well, it's either that or they beat Vanderbilt 41-0. And did that happen one time?
I remember that game.
Well, that probably happened like 9 times. But did he?
No, that specific score though.
Did he scoop and score against them? I think he did. So we'll have to look that up. Did John Ward and Bill Anderson count?
Chris Ramsey.
Yes.
Got his stats pulling up right now.
Okay.
Career stats, 98. He had 1 touchdown.
Okay.
He had 6 total tackles, I think. That's what that's for.
Okay.
No, that's points scored.
So, yeah, maybe. Okay.
3 tackles, 4 assists. Doesn't have him for a fumble. Wrong gear. Played 11 games. He had 33 tackles that year.
Yeah, he was decent.
1 fumble recovery. Yeah. I assumed it went for a touchdown. That's just insane. There are no other players on this Tennessee team that I actually remember at all. I have no recollection. So you did pretty good. Let's go to Logan's side because there's some low hanging fruit here.
Another old guy I thought of. Mike Phillips.
Mike Phillips. Are you like looking in the rafters at Rupp going, whose name is that? That's what I'm wondering.
How are you remembering these guys?
These old guys are the ones that still get talked about because they're around Lexington. It's like they'll be around the program and they'll, you know, especially with Goose now back on the radio, he'll bring all his old buddies back.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
And then the only other name I can think of, I think he was on the 2011 title team, but he was a walk-on because he had his own shirts and it was like, it was back when the whole Cates by 90 thing was going big, and he had these shirts with him smoking a cigar. It was kind of big. Like,
can I guess? IL.
Yeah,
guess the player.
Yeah.
I don't want to guess it because it's one of 2 players. I don't know which one it would be. Could be it's 3 players.
No,
it's not Bobby Perry.
No.
Okay, who is? I don't want to.
Sam Malone.
Okay, would not have guessed that one.
Sam Malone from Cheers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but he after he graduated, he sold a decent amount of shirts because he couldn't do it while he was in school. But people bought a bunch of Sam Malone shirts.
Okay. Logan, I'm going to go through, and as I see names you should have got, I'll give you hints.
All right.
The big man for the 98 team, and I assume he played in 96 as well.
Nazi?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't say Nazi?
You didn't say Nazi.
Oh, I love Nazi.
He was good.
Yeah, he was an NBA journeyman himself.
2012, yeah. The 2 other names I thought you might say, Ryan Harrow.
Yeah.
His uncle.
And John Hood.
Oh, John Hood. He's another local guy.
I thought you might get those 2. The other 3 in that, Loy Vargas, never heard of him.
Yeah, he played a little bit, but he
Brian Long.
I think he was a walk-on.
20 Beckham.
So 20 Beckham is if he was in that group of like guys that were like Billy Gillespie when he used to offer, you know, every 6th, 7th, or 8th grader he saw, and then would just bring in like he would bring in like 25 kids to campus and then basically like, all right, well, I can only keep 15 of you, so so there's some of those names that I didn't know if they were holdovers or how Cal filled his roster then.
The one from this would have been the 98 team, Alan Edwards. I vaguely remember that guy.
Oh, he may have been on the 96 team too.
He could have been.
Yeah, he was one of those role players that wasn't great but played minutes.
Former head coach of the Manhattan. I don't know what their mascot is.
Oh, Nassiello.
Yes, that's that
because
one.
He faked a degree multiple times.
No, he did.
He's had more than one.
Yeah,
he's had more than one coaching job that he lost after accepting it because he faked college degrees on his resume. Not once. I'm pretty sure he's done it two different times. Like he never learned his lesson, and he did it a second time.
Was it the old George O'Leary playbook? Remember that? Yeah, that's awesome.
So going down to the Kyle Macy team. This guy was a former NBA head coach.
Oh.
I think you'll get it. I think you know it.
I should know this.
You want a team or no? I think Hickman may get this. A timeout. Logan, don't guess.
Okay.
Former head coach of the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, that wasn't what I was thinking.
It's not Nick Nurse.
No.
A Monty Williams. Former Raptors head coach.
I think Raptors. He was a Raptors head coach. Pretty sure of this.
You said Dan Issel, right? Like that's a, or did he win a title? You said the former head coach. That's where I went to, but he was a Nuggets coach, right?
Yep.
Let me see his coaching. I'm pretty sure he coached for a bunch of teams. I feel like. Oh wow.
Head coach. Who did this guy coach for?
Let's go Minnesota Timberwolves, 2005 through 2007. He coached the Toronto Raptors, 2011 to 2018.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, 7 years.
Detroit Pistons 2018 to 2023.
What? And he was on the Kyle Macy team?
He was on the Kyle Macy team.
So he coached KG for a couple years, post Flip Saunders, right?
Yes. Yes.
And he was 7 years with the Raptors, but weren't they horrible that whole time? Or no, that's when they started doing something with Kyle Lowry, I guess.
I can tell you.
I don't know who this guy is.
They had some winning records. They had a lot of winning records.
And they just left
in his last year with the Raptors, they went 59-23.
And they got rid of him?
Yeah. Dwayne Casey.
Oh!
I felt like that was one you would have gotten.
Heard the name.
Scrolling down even further, yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening. CM Newton. If you've heard, former AD at Kentucky. His son's the AD at Samford. His grandson played at Tennessee Tech when I was a manager. Yeah. So, shout out Newt on this one. Going down the line. Oh, there's one more that I thought you would get. Former coach at Kentucky that won one, I think.
As a coach?
No, he won one as a player, but he was also a coach there, I believe. I may be lying.
Not a head coach, right?
Let's see. Make sure I'm not just making shit up. It's very possible. Yes, he was a former head coach at the University of Kentucky. He's probably better known for his TV.
His TV.
I think TV. I know him from somewhere. Radio.
A radio guy?
Maybe.
You said he was the head coach?
He was the head coach from, do you want years?
Yeah, because that'll help me with our
72 to 85.
Oh. He won a national title then, right?
85
as a head coach.
Didn't they win one in the late 70s?
NIT champion, NCAA Division I champion in 77-78.
Yeah, 78.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got to go to the guy's name.
I think you probably do, Hickey.
Is it Joe B. Hall?
It is Joe B. Hall.
The old bank man himself.
Yeah. That was the last one on there I actually had any idea on.
The only reason I know that guy's name is because I remember your assessment, Logan, of Kentucky's coaches after Billy Gillespie got fired and Cal was in his early running. He said, Kentucky has a pattern. It's good, great, drunk. and he was the good,
good a long time great, ago. Drunk.
No, you know, actually, just Eddie Sutton. It's or, great, yeah, good, drunk.
Great, good, drunk. Sorry. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
yeah.
happened ever since Rupp. Great, good, drunk.
Because he was the good, and then it was after, Eddie Sutton.
Yep, then yeah. Sutton.
And then
which Pitino. One's Pope? Good.
Well, so then you had Pitino, who was great. You had Tubby, who was good. Then you had homeboy who was drunk.
Billy Clyde.
Yeah, Billy Clyde. And then you had Cal, who's great. So Pope should be good.
Pope should be good.
And he'll get run off like Tubby. So that makes sense.
And then when we run him off, watch out because
here comes Chris Beard.
Kentucky's next drunk coach in 7 years.
this has definitely been a fun time.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Good call,
I think
Chris.
You won, Logan. Congratulations.
This Logan was, did win.
Yeah, yeah.
Never a doubt.
Never.
So, just for the listeners at home, I sent a poll to the chat because it was supposed to be Cole and AWOL versus Hickman. And instantly, 8 people voted for Hickman and 1 person, myself, voted for Cole and AWOL. So... it is Stump Hickey, and my goal is to try to stump him.
And y'all did, yeah.
Actually, it was kind of a fair fight, though.
I think Hickman also voted for AWOL and Cole, I think.
He did initially, and then I shamed him for it, and he changed his vote. He did vote for himself at first, I think. Or did you vote at all?
No, I voted for okay. AWOL and Cole, yeah. I didn't know what the topic was. We could be talking about wrestling.
That's what we should do.
Onto something.
You know? Okay, this could be fun. Well, I'll be ready for that one. I'll study up on, I don't know. Yeah.
He doesn't even wrestling. Know where to go.
I don't.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But appreciate y'all.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for
your time. If y'all have any ideas like this, trivia-wise, I'm the world's worst at trivia. Like, I'll be like, I don't even know. We'll get like 4 names in. I would have missed Ron Mercer probably. I've been like named Tennessee Vols players. Chris Lofton. I don't know anybody else.
Dane Bradshaw.
I missed out on my joke. I had a joke planned where it was gonna be Hickman gets a list of the 98 Vols plus all Tennessee Vols basketball national champions too. No. So damn it, I missed out on that one.
Yeah, we could it would be a pretty quick list. I wonder if there's anybody who played at Tennessee and then transferred and won a championship. That's the only way.
Hickman, that's your task. Right. Research that bad boy.
I'll go see if I can find somebody.
I hope it's not who's the big that transferred Arkansas?
Adu.
Adu. I hope it's not Adu. That's the first. That would be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
At least he didn't go to Kentucky, is all I can say.
That's that one thing we can agree on is we don't want Arkansas to win the national championship next year.
They're going to be really good, though.
Of course.
Logan, they're going to be good.
No, I think they'll be good. Cal's rejuvenated.
Cal cares for the first time.
But I don't think people realize he had a nearly consensus All-American on the team last year, 2 top 5 draft picks, and they won 0 games in March.
Did you see Reed Shepard's combine? Vertical? 40 and a half? Was it 40 and a half?
It was 42 inches, the highest 42. Of anybody.
42?
He's in the top 20 of all-time NBA combine players.
Did the Hawks really take Bronny, number 1 overall?
I'll be honest, man. That combine, he did not look bad.
Except he measured 6'1" and a half.
Well,
that's all right. He's just he's barely taller than me. No, I love it for Atlanta. You know, now that I have to be an Atlanta guy.
All I can say is it can't be any more depressing than Michael Penix.
Oh, God.
That was hilarious. I was texting and I was like, "Sorry, Hickey." And you're like, what did the Steelers do? And I'm like, not the Steelers. Yeah. And I think we could have sat there and gave you a million guesses, and you probably still would have never guessed
Michael Penix. Would have guessed Michael Penix. No.
That was brutal. I don't even know where to start with that. That was, and it's not that like I think Michael Penix is going to be terrible. I do think he's going to be terrible, but
no.
It's the fact that you just gave $100 million to Kirk Cousins, and you have Rome Odunze right there, wide receiver, would probably help Cousins out.
You might or Dallas Turner. That was the guy I couldn't believe, or the dude from UCLA. Like, they needed a pass rusher.
Yeah, and then their GM was like, yeah, we'd have liked to add a corner in the draft. We just didn't have the picks to get him.
Oh, God.
Interesting strategy.
Falcons are they're a cursed friend. I don't know that curse. They're just they shoot themselves in the foot.
Logan, have you followed up on the Joe Burrow recovery at all?
He's doing awesome. He's back.
I saw some red flags on that one.
Nope, he's back.
Any truth? Okay, he's back. Okay.
Back and better than ever.
I don't know what better than ever. Did they trade your Trey Hendrickson or no?
I don't know. I saw today where they're not going to trade T. But that may mean he sits out. So we'll see. But their plan is not to get rid of him. But
I saw the Titans got Tyler Boyd. Is he pretty much shot at this point, or is he still serviceable?
No, I think he's serviceable.
Okay.
I mean, he's not a number one option by any means. But
we have DeAndre Hopkins, so hopefully not.
You got old man Hopkins.
He looked good last year.
Well, it's because he got Will Levis.
He only had a quarterback to throw to him. Yeah. He looked great. Did you know his QBR was like 33 last year?
It was?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
Better than yours.
True.
I think you get like certain points for not even throwing a pass.
I think you do start at 50, so.
Okay. Wish we could have had QBR for Johnson and Amirals. You know?
Yeah, QBR was 33.2.
But he's got that toughness, that grit, Chris.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
He's a competitor. Whatever. And also, how quickly does McClure get a Tyler Boyd Titans jersey?
Oh, nice.
I have a lot of draft jerseys I have to give out this year. So since awesome Kern will definitely not listen to this, I'm getting him a Rome on Dunze one or whatever, however you say his name. I think Caleb Williams might be a bust, so I'm confident
he will be. Yeah.
I loved Rome. I thought he was the best. I thought he was actually better than Marvin Harrison Jr. So kind of bullish on him for fantasy purposes. So
good to know.
But I am I'm gonna get Kern that jersey for
run up that auction.
Better lost.
Speaking of jerseys, I'm hoping Reed Sheppard gets picked by the Spurs just because they got some fun jerseys, and that's Brody's favorite player. So
okay,
it'd be fun to watch in some Wimby alternates.
Also some Wimby.
Spurs and Heat have the best alternate combos. Yeah.
Is Brody still 6 inches taller than everybody else in his grade?
Don't ask him. He's the third tallest in his class. And one person that's taller than him.
He is not happy about that, is he?
No. There's one person that's taller, and it's a girl.
He's not having that.
If I see him, I'll have to mention that. I'll be like, Brody, here, girl's Brody's taller than you.
Shorter.
Please do.
You playing travel baseball, so you can make the high school team?
Please. We are boycotting baseball.
Good decision.
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous. My wife made the executive decision. My son's going to play hockey this year, starting this summer. So
hasn't he played before?
He played a free thing. It was a 6-week free thing for the Preds. Yeah. That was awesome. This one's like $285 for the season.
I was going to say, how soon are you starting driving Uber?
And then I had to pay $50 for some USA Hockey registration fee. What? I don't even know. And then we're getting like helmets and pads. We have to buy all that shit. So, this is like a $800 just equipment registration. That whole thing, we're $800. Doesn't factor in we're driving an hour each way to take him to this thing for 8 weeks, twice a week. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all.
Stay tuned after the podcast for a link to Chris's OnlyFans.
At this point, you're going to get some feet pics on this. Yeah, we feel bad. So he went 0-8 in soccer, had the world's worst coach. The coach was very adamant that they had to have three defensemen back at all times. So three defensemen stood on this goalie box and never moved.
Just park the bus, is what every kid wants to do.
Yeah,
they literally parked the bus so much so that unless the offensive player ran into them, they just stood on the box looking at him and watched him go right by and score goals all season. This was 8 games of that. So anytime they try to score at 8 and under soccer, they're gonna everybody's chasing the ball. So it's 6-on-3, not in the good way. It's 3-on-6.
Yeah.
So you're obviously not. They scored 5 goals in 8 games. It was as brutal. They gave up like 55 or so goals in 8 games. It was one game they lost 13-0. Jameson was not at that game, so proud to say. We reached a point where we're like, kid, I don't think you need to go to practice anymore. Like,
we poor could, guy. We'll make him hate soccer.
And then he's going 0-14 in baseball this year. He's on some sorry team, so we kind of feel bad, and we want him to like win at something. So we're kind of chasing wins at this point. So hockey's the next thing. We're gonna try to get some wins. We'll see how it goes.
But yeah, we're good. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's gonna be fun either way. But yeah,
I know. Oh. Enjoyed it, fellas.
Yeah, man, that was a good time. Thank y'all.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, we'll run it back then.
Hickman, we'll talk soon. Logan, if you have an idea. Yeah. Hickman, if you have an idea. Or we just want to pod.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Semi-available, so. Except I have hockey on Monday and Friday nights.
No, Wednesdays, midweek's usually good for me. So
yeah, midweek's pretty good for the most part. So if y'all just want to pod and talk about whatever's going on in sports or life, hit me up. Cole, AWOL, first Hickman, we're doing another trivia. Hickman, I think Hickman's going to be stumped, so. I'm talking smack already.
All right. All right. I'm going to go pick up an almanac.
We're going to change this to the Humble Hickey Pod.
Sure. Not that hard.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, fellas.
All right. See you guys.
See y'all.